Blog Talk Radio. All right, already. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We bless and praise God on this morning. Amen. You are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. Amen. We thank and praise God for his goodness, for his mercy. Amen. When the praises go up, come on, people of God, the blessings come down. Hallelujah. I thank God for that song this morning. Amen. It just did something to my soul this morning. Amen. Praise God. So we thank and praise God on this morning. Amen. For you, you, and you. Amen. For coming on the line this morning. Amen. Wherever you are. Amen. God is right there with you. Amen. So we thank and praise God. Hallelujah. For his presence this morning. We thank and praise God for his glory this morning. We thank and praise God because he woke us up this morning in our right mind with the activity of our limbs. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's something to give God the glory for. Amen. Praise God. You know how we do on this morning. Amen. I'm going to pray. Amen. And get into the word of the Lord that we all can be encouraged on today. What the Lord has spoken unto me. Amen. In the midnight hour. Come on, somebody. God speaks to us in the midnight hour. So we thank God this morning. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me pray. Let me pray. Let me pray. Amen. Thank you, Father God, for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy this morning, Lord God. We thank you, hallelujah, God, because you are God all by yourself, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we come to give you glory, God. We come to lift our hands up in worship this morning. We come, yes, Holy Ghost, thanking you and praising you for your goodness, for your mercy, for your sovereignty this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you are meeting the needs of your people, God. We speak that in advance, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, because we know, God, that you are well able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh on the inside of us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, as we come, God, today, Father God, open up our hearts this morning. Open up our minds. Open up our soul this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will receive your word, Father God, from heaven, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. Yes, Holy Ghost, for what you're saying in this hour, Lord. How you're going to bless us in this hour, God. We thank you, Lord God. Now, God, as I have studied, allow me to step aside that the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, will take control, God, of my mind, my soul, my body, God, on today, God, that I will deliver your word, God, in power and authority, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing. I thank you for how you're going to speak to us. I thank you for the healing. I thank you for deliverance, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, have your way. Move by your mighty power. These things I pray in your son Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen, people of God. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to come from a passage, amen, that we all know of. And it's in Isaiah 60, verses 1 and 2. But before I read it, I want to speak to us this morning. Hallelujah. We're talking about the glory of God, the power of God. Do you know that God wants you and me to step into a greater measure of his blessings and his breakthroughs? We find how you can shine, yes, with God's greater glory upon your life and be a testimony of his grace. A testimony of his grace. Can you think about a testimony of his grace? His favor? Even when the world seems to get more uncertain. I'm so excited about what God is doing and wants to do in our lives. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. If there is one desire that God has for you and me, it is that his glory in a measure greater than you have ever experienced be seen upon you and your loved ones. just not you, your loved ones also. Beloved, experiencing God's glory, His greater glory, means that you will experience more of His favor, His healing, His protection, and supply than you ever experienced before. His greater glory, people of God. If you have a bad habit and you like to break it, believe that this year it will be broken once and for all. If you are trusting God for a place to live, expect not just an apartment, a house, but a home. Come on, Holy Ghost, that is filled with His love, His peace, His joy. Maybe you need a job. Well, expect to be blessed with one that is beyond your expectation. That's God's greater glory, that we have to walk in the greater glory of God, because He's already given it to us. But there is greater that He wants to do in our lives. Make room for even more of God's goodness, because he always gives us His best. Come on, somebody. Whatever you've been praying and hoping for, believe that it will indeed come to pass. Even if you already experienced an abundance of God's favor and blessings, can I ask that you stretch your tent a little bit? Enlarge your heart, my friends, my family, and all that's on this line today, praise God. Make room for even more of God's goodness. Hey, greater glory upon our family. Let me encourage you to believe big, beyond your wildest dreams. When you encounter God's grace, somebody say it's an encounter with God, you experience the undeniable glory of God. All praises, all praise and goes to our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Simply trust in the grace of God. He's speaking His promises over your situation. And expect to see His greater glory manifest in that situation. I'm standing in faith with you that it will indeed happen. I'm standing in faith this morning, praise God, as we speak over our lives and decree over our lives, proclaim over our lives, amen. That situation has to go under the blood. Arise and shine, the Lord says. Whatever the challenge of fear you have facing today, let me share with you a powerful scripture that God has given me. Isaiah 61, verses 1 and 2 says, arise and shine. Arise and shine, people of God, for your light has come. What is that light? And the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, he says. And the deep darkness, the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and His glory will be seen upon you. We may be living in the last days when things around us are looking less and less promising. Crises may be mounting around the world, and countries may be struggling with increased loneliness, and they don't care about God no more. Come on, Holy Ghost. The headlines may be carrying news of increasing confusion, economics and financial instability, and all kinds of challenges. But don't be afraid, people of God. You are God's beloved child, and nothing takes your heavenly Father by surprise. God promised that His greater glory will shine upon us, upon you, upon me, upon anything that's attached to us. If you are worried by all the bad news in the world, I want you to read the scriptures above. Praise God. He said, rise and shine. Read again. Praise God. And let his word be put in your heart and be at rest in the Lord. Your heavenly Father has already seen the dark days you are living in and has promised that during this time, his greater glory will shine upon you. You don't need to fear or fight the darkness. God's ways is for you to shine in the midst of it all, and he himself will deliver you. Just look in the Bible and you'll see various account of how God delivered his people out of the darkest situation when they look wholly to him for help. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. One such account is recorded in Exodus 12. Praise God, you can read it at your time for our benefits. The angel of death had struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt. From the firstborn of Pharaoh to all the firstborn of all their livestock, it was a night of great despair and much wailing, crying out, praise God, that's Holy Ghost, because of all the deaths that happened in that time, an extremely dark time for the people in the land. But listen what God did. Yet the children, God's people, the children of Israel were untouched by the plague because the Lord had protected them through the blood of the Lamb. He had commanded them to prepare, just like he's asking us to prepare. The firstborn was protected from the angel of death. And next morning, the Israelites, not one feeble among them, left Egypt with silver. They left with silver and gold. God turned their situation around and even made sure they had ample health and provision for their journey to the promised land. We are getting ready, people of God, to go into another year. Praise God. We want everything here to stop today. My God, I give you glory. We shall make it to the promised land. We should come over with more substance. Talk about shining with greater glory in the time of deep darkness, because, yes, we're living in a time, amen, praise God, that the fear of God has gone from the earth, my people of God. Believe that your daddy, your God, is effectively watching over you. Beloved, because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What he did for the Israelite, he can do for us today. You don't have to fear the deep darkness, the plagues that this present world, your friends and your colleagues may fear, news of wars, terrorist attacks, crazy weather patterns. We're all going through all kinds of stuff, losses of jobs, rising cost of living, and how more and more people are getting diseases, and glory to God. But you are not without a God. Hey, my stuff told about fear. You are not without a God. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. You have an heavenly Father who loves you deeply, cares for you completely, and watches over you daily. You are the apple of his eyes, his people. So don't be fearful. Cast all your cares upon the Lord. Believe that your Father in heaven is effectively watching over you and providing for you and your loved ones so that you can get the help and you can shine for the Lord that all can see. Ha, yes, Holy Ghost. Why you can shine? Why are you talking about this, Lord? Because there's so much going on, saith the Lord thy God. How is this possible when I see all this stuff going on around me? I haven't done anything to deserve your glory, sometimes we ask. Well, people of God, this glory I'm talking about is the evidence of God's goodness and his grace. Comes from your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's a gift from him to you. Amen. Praise God. Purchased with his blood. He shed blood on Calvary for the sins of the world. He shed blood on Calvary. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. Glory to God that we be made free. He shed blood, glory to God, on Calvary. Praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, to deliver our soul. Jesus told the Father just hours before this crucifixion, and the glory which you gave me, the glory, he said, and the glory which you gave me, Father, I have given it to them. Oh, Chateau de Basia. Jesus gave his glory to us that they may be one just as we are one, he said. Isn't that a God, hallelujah, glory to God, that loves us dearly, that's going to protect us, that's going to shield us, that's going to provide for us, that's going to open doors for us, that's going to increase us, that's going to deliver us, that's going to heal us. Come on, Holy Ghost, because he bore the shame. You can now receive his glory. He already paid the price. Hey, my Sato de la Basia. In other words, you can't deserve or merit his glory. It has simply been given to you through his grace. Despite your failing and your mistakes, this glory is yours only because Jesus bore the shame and the punishment for all your sins at the cross. My sin, your sin, and I think of about my sin and what I have done in my life, glory to God. He bore the punishment for those sins because of his sacrifice. The glory that Jesus has is now yours. God's glory, come on, that man forfeited because of sin has been restored through Jesus Christ. And with God's glory, his splendor, majesty, his brightness upon your life, my life, the darkness, oh, come on, affecting the world, will not prevail against you. All it will do is cause God's glory upon you to be more evident to everyone else. Oh, y'all better talk to me this morning. My God, I give you glory. I had a good time with the Lord last night. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. Getting the word of God, talking to the Lord, talking about his glory, talking about what he's doing, talking about what he's seeing. Come on, somebody. See, it's a place that you got to get in, God, that you got to start talking to him. God, I want to see your glory. God, I want to see what you're seeing. God, I want to understand more. God, deliver my soul. God, heal me. See, you got to get before God. You got to tell him the real deal about yourself and believe that he's already done it. When God had me study the word glory, I discovered that it comes from a Greek word, doxa, which also means an appearance that commands respect. God's glory commands respect. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. This means that besides God's tangible blessed manifestation in your life, there will also be a kingly majesty quality about you, such as us together shall come to the light and kings to brightness in the rising, he said. When God's glory is seen upon you, there will be such a charisma, the weakness about you, that unbelievers, even people in high places, will be drawn to you. The favor, the presence, the power of Jesus in your life will be undeniable. They will see God's wisdom, robust peace, and mental soundness in you where others are confused and fearful. There's a difference in you, praise God, when God's glory come upon you, when God intervenes in your life, when God gives you that encounter with him. Expect his glory to turn your situation around. Beloved, all this glory is possible only because of what Jesus has done for you. when you know how Jesus' sacrifice has restored God's glory to you. You can look forward to experience, come on, Holy Ghost. You can look forward to experience God's greater glory this year. So arise. Shake off the dust of depression, hopelessness, and rest in the power of Jesus. The finished work and faithfulness. Come on, Holy Ghost, to bring his promise to pass this year in your life. Yes, we're getting ready to cross over, people of God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. We're getting ready to cross over. Expect him to come through for you. Expect his glory to turn your situation around. Hallelujah, Jesus. Your opinion matters. When it comes to experiencing God's greater glory, there's two opinions matter. I'm talking about your opinion of God and what you think God's opinion of you is. What do you think God's opinion of you is? How God ordered the Messiah. Do you know that when you have a good opinion of God, believing that he loves you and has only good plans for you, you are actually giving him the glory. God, I know you got good plans for me. God, I know that you're going to stand up for me. God, I know you're going to heal me. God, I know you're going to deliver me. God, I know you're going to make me free. See, all those things are giving God glory because you depended on him to do greater in your life. My God, I give you glory. This is because doxa came in. The respect is also defined always in a good opinion concerning one, resulting in praise and honor and glory. To have a good opinion of someone or something is to give that person or thing glory. Therefore, when you believe and think the best of God, that he loves you, and is faithful to keep his promise to you, you are giving him the glory. Come on, people of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, come on and bless the name of the Lord. For he is good. He is worthy. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Because glory is coming down for God's people. It doesn't matter what you see. It doesn't matter. Glory to God. Glory to God. What you are walking through right now. His glory. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. His greater glory shall be seen. Oh, come on, people of God. I love the Lord. Praise God today. Praise God. Because he's speaking to us. He's speaking to us in a matter, praise God, that we can get it. We can get it as little children. Praise God. He wants us to know. Praise God. Yet God thought it about Satan. Your opinion matters. Praise God. And his opinion matters of you. Are you walking in the things of God? Are you believing in the things of God? Are you trusting God for greater in your life? Or do you want to sit in pity? Oh, glory to God. The Bible says, glory to God, glory to God. Though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. You got to go through some things, amen. Walk through it. Don't get a place, amen, praise God. Hallelujah, beach chair, praise God, or a comfortable chair and sit there, praise God, thinking that God is not going to fulfill his promises to you. He wants greater for you. He said, I wish in all things that you be blessed above measures. People of God, your opinion matters. We thank the Lord today. Hallelujah. Let us go to a song, and I'm coming right back, amen, to finish what the Lord wants us to have today.
He heard my cry.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. How many hastening to his throne? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. God gave me that song this morning. When you hasten to his throne, you got to tell him all about it, people of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When things arise, hasten to his throne. Amen. Praise God. When things are even going good, hasten to his throne, people of God. Hallelujah. It's in the good times that you pray harder. Come on, people of God. Hallelujah. When God is doing everything, glory to God, opening up doors, flourishing, birds are singing, glory to God, everything is going good, that's when you really hasten to his throne. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we thank you. Praise God for that song. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Her name will live on forever for the songs that she sings. Glory to God from heaven. So we thank you. Praise God. Now, people of God. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Now, since Jesus himself tells us that he has restored or given to us God's glory, this means that God has a good opinion of you too today. God sees you clothed in gleaming robes of righteousness because of your faith in his son. See, we got to understand, praise God, he don't see us where we at right now. My God, I give you glory. He see us from where we're going to end up at, people of God. Yes, Holy Ghost. And his opinion is not like man that is prone to wavering and changing. Because God is infallible and always faithful, people of God. His good opinion of you never changes. You will always stand righteous and beloved before him because of his son, eternal and perfect work. Have a good opinion of God. What does this have to do with walking in greater glory? What does this have to do, praise God, first, whatever negative circumstances may be staring or you in the face, choose to have a good opinion of God. Instead of believing that God has abandoned you, choose to believe his presence and his help are with you. Choose to believe he still loves you deeply and that he is working behind the scenes to turn things around for your good. Jesus told the centurion who believed he would heal his sick servant, as you have believed, so let it be done for you. That's in Matthew 8:13. Believe that God wants to bless you beyond anything you have ever experienced and see it come to pass. So you got to believe in the Lord that you serve. Secondly, know that because of God's unchanging good opinion of you, you are going to see a fresh supply of his grace and provision this year. Come on, people of God. Yes, Holy Ghost. My God, I give you glory. In need of challenge, you have. Anchor your heart in the knowledge that God is not behind your difficulties. God is not behind your difficulties, people of God. Yes, sometimes, praise God, things happen in our life, but because he has a good opinion of you, he is more than willing to help you and more able to give you your breakthrough, people of God. My God, I give you glory. The Bible says in Matthew 8:2-3. And behold, there came lepers and worship him, saying, Lord, if thy will, hear me in the Holy Ghost, if thy will, thou can make me clean. Come on, Holy Ghost. And Jesus put forth his hands and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the lepers was cleansed. Beloved of God, be persuaded that his good opinion of you will move him to turn your situation around and set you up for even greater things ahead. God the healer, God the deliverer, God the financial giant, God the builder, God the restorer. Come on, Holy Ghost. My God, I give you glory. God will never abandon his people. He will never abandon his children. Can you see God's good opinion of you and blessing you? While the scenario looked bleak, he didn't abandon his children and allow them to remain in darkness. He cared and provided for them abundantly, causing them to shine with greater glory, even though deep darkness covered the industry, Holy Ghost, and all things, it covered the place where they were in. That our God, people of God, my friends, my beloved of God, is there fear of losing your job or causing you sleepless nights? Have you been told that you are too old for any company to want to hire you? It may seem like a time of deep darkness for you, but because God has a good opinion of you, he's going to make you shine. Rather than think of the worst case scenario, believe because God is for you. You can expect new opportunities and increase because God has a good opinion of you. He will provide and break through your needs. If you need a job, believe he will give you that job. Not just give you anything, but he will give you something great, but a position of influence. Come on, Holy Ghost. If you need favor with a client, trust him to bless you with repeat business and referrals from them. See, we got to believe for more than we're thinking. Your breakthrough is coming, people of God. Stand on the word of God. Whatever breakthrough you are trusting God for. A lot of times, praise God, before the breakthrough comes, it seems like all hell breaks loose in your life. But know that God is moving on your behalf, people of God. When you see the glory to God, that everything is coming at you, that means that something is getting ready to break. I'm standing in faith with you to see the unprecedented manifestation of his glory in what every area that God has promised. Maybe you've been trusting God for a child for many years. Well, I'm believing God with you to conceive, amen, that champion child, that baby, complete with amazing destiny for Christ. Whether it is success examination, a job, a new dream job, or a progression of a career, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost. Don't be afraid to ask for big things from God. Ask him for greater wisdom, favor, success, and expect him to open wide doors and opportunities for you to make you shine brightly. Because God is for you and has a good opinion of you, he will provide the breakthrough you need. Let us also believe God together to see him mend broken relationships and destroy addictions and diseases in our lives and live, yes, Holy Ghost, in the lives of our loved ones. Come on, Holy Ghost. I want to encourage you also to expect an increase of God's protection and wisdom in your decision making. Come on, somebody, so that you can enjoy the days of peace and rest. Be conscious that there is a higher hand working in your life to make glory, that glory shine forth. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. And that all you need to do is rest and trust in Jesus' finished work. Rest in his love for you, and you will walk in greater glory. Right now, I would like you to pray with me. Put your hands on your heart and say, Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for watching over me and loving me today. Thank you that you direct my steps. Come on, Holy Ghost. That you guard my thoughts. Ha, yes, God. with your peace that surpasses all human understanding. Thank you for keeping my body and the bodies of my loved ones healthy and resilient. Thank you for keeping sickness and diseases far from me and my family. Thank you that you also protect us from bad decisions and evil, any evil. I declare that we are under your safekeeping and that we shall live long and good lives. Father, I believe that the wonderful glory that you gave Jesus, he'll give it to us. Let your greater glory manifest, God, powerfully in every area of our lives, in our body, in our family, in our career, in our ministry, in our church, in Jesus' name. I receive the fresh anointing to walk in the manifestation of his glory even on this year, people of God. This year is not finished yet, people of God. Let us make right decisions, amen, before we cross over in 2022. Be prepared for the amazing year as God's greater glory is seen upon you and your loved ones in increasing measure. As you walk in the glory, I pray that you will continue to feed on his love, his grace, his promises to you. And as you see his glory manifesting and breakthrough in all areas of your life, remember, oh, Shato Rabbi Sedelabosia. Remember, by Sedelabosia, that it all begins with you. All begins with your wonderful Savior, Jesus Christ. God is looking for us, people of God, to rise up today. Rise and shine. For your light has come. Come on, Holy Ghost. And the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Put your name there, people of God. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and the deep darkness the people. But the Lord, oh, my God, I give you glory. But the Lord will arise over you and the glory will be seen upon you. Arise and shine. For his light has come. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for the word today. We thank you, Father God, for the greater glory. We thank you, Father God, yes, Holy Ghost, for all that you are doing in this hour. Ha, yes, God. We bless and praise God on this day. Praise God for this service on today. We thank God, amen, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, because his greater glory will be seen in your life, praise God. We have to believe in the mighty hand of God, the God that owns everything, the God that rules the world, the God that gives breakthrough, the God that brings deliverance, the God that brings healing, the God that brings restoration and restores our life back to new. That is the God that we serve, people of God. I don't know what you're seeing right now, or if it looks a little bleak and dark to you right now. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. But my God is able to do it. Yes, Holy Ghost. I believe in the God of heaven, the God that will reach down, pick you up, turn you around, put your feet back on solid ground. That's the God I believe, people of God. You got to believe the God. Yes, God. Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, the God that will save our souls, the God, praise God, will save our family, the God, praise God, that will bring a breakthrough in our finances, the God that will give us that home, the God that will bless us with that transportation, the God that will expand our ministry. He said, wait a minute, I want you to think of the God that will stretch everything. Come on, stretch your tents, stretch your hearts, people of God. God wants to bless you. He wants to open up the doors for you. Hallelujah. To give him the glory. To give him the glory. The glory don't belong to us. It belongs to God, people of God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Expect his glory to turn your situation around. Expect his glory. Oh, come on, somebody. God is doing something, people of God. God is on the sign today. My God, I give you glory. God is healing today. My God, God is moving today. God is doing something in the people's lives. Oh, Holy Ghost, have your way today. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. Deliver them, God, from oppression. anointing, God. Deliver them, God, from doubt, God. Deliver them, God. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. Let God have his way. My God, I give you the glory. We thank God today for his grace and his mercy over this line today. We thank God, yes, Holy Ghost, for the movement, for the power, for the authority that he has given us in this hour. We thank God today because God is for you and has a good opinion of you. He will provide the breakthrough you need. Hallelujah. We thank God today. Praise God for this day. This is the day that he has made. He said, we shall rejoice and be glad in it, people of God. Know that God is working it out for you, people of God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Let us bless the Lord today. Praise God. Let us give God the glory today. Believe and trust in him that he's already moved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't forget, people of God, yes, Holy Spirit, on Tuesday, amen, you will be on the air 6 p.m. with Undisputed Truth Ministry with Bishop Thurman A. Butler. Amen. And don't forget, praise God, on Thursday, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, Pastor Ilona Water, the True Vine International Ministry, will be on at 6 p.m. Praise God. Morning prayer with me. Amen. 6 a.m. in the morning, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, people of God. Hallelujah. So don't forget those things. Amen. If you'd like to bless this day, amen, this Sunday service, amen, send your tithes and your offering in. You can reach me, amen, if you need prayer, 302-883-9799. I'll say it one more time if you didn't get it. My number here in ministry is 302-883-9799. You have been on the air with no other than the one and only Apostle Carolyn McNeil, Mount Carmel International Church. Amen. Praise God. So I thank and praise God. Amen. For you, you, and you. I did, we do have some news. Amen. Praise God. I want you to keep our family in prayer. Amen. Praise God. We have lost one of our loved ones, my mother-in-law. Praise God, my husband's mother on yesterday. Praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. She has gained her wings. Amen. Praise God. We know to be absent with the body is to be present with the Lord. Amen. So keep my husband in prayer. Amen. Amen. As he go through this time, but we know that God give him strength. God will anoint him for what has to take place. Amen. Praise God. So we thank and praise God. Just keep us in your prayers. Amen. As we go through this week. Amen. I bless God for you, you, and you, and all of you. Amen. On this line that come on daily. Praise God. So we thank God. Amen. For y'all, you know, just being on the line with us and just getting the word of God, just keeping us in a place of sanity. Amen. Praise God. Because without the word of the Lord, amen, we are lost. Amen. Praise God. So let us just praise God. Amen. As we leave today, let me just pray out. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you. I praise you. I glorify you. I lift you up, God, today. I pray that everybody under the sound of my voice, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, have your way in their lives, Lord God. We thank you for spiritual breakthroughs, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, not only for spiritual breakthroughs, but natural breakthroughs, Lord God, where manifestation will take place in our lives, Father God, that testimony will come forward, God. Hallelujah, God, that we can testify of the goodness of you. That is your glory, Father God. And I know that the glory, you said, it demands respect, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord God, that we're going to respect you all the days of our lives, Father God, that we're going to lift you up, Father God. We're going to praise your name, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, as we come today, Father God, yes, Holy Spirit, on this Sunday, on this last Sunday, on this last Sunday of this month, Father God, as we prepare, amen, glory to God, for the crossover, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I ask that you move by your Holy Spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. I ask that you move by your mighty power, God, in the name of Jesus. And don't forget, the Holy Spirit is giving it to me. I will be on the air, amen, praise God, at 10:30. Let me just say it, 10 o'clock, amen, praise God, on Friday, I think it's Friday night, praise God, I'm not sure, but New Year's night on December the 31st, I will be on the air, and I'll give you more information, amen, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, that we are going to do a service online, amen, praise God. I don't want nobody to be lost in the season, because let me just say this, praise God, I know what the Father said unto me. There's going to be great things that's happening, amen, great things that's unfolding in 2022. stay in place. Stay on the scene with the Lord. Praise God. Keep your hands in his hands. Amen. Don't allow no one to pluck you out the hands of God, because, yes, 2022 is going to be a lot of new things that's going to take place in your life. Be blessed, people of God. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with a seed in joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let us say amen and amen and amen. I have a song, people of God. Yes. Have a blessed and wonderful Sunday. And I pray that you had a blessed, blessed Christmas on yesterday. Look forward to the new year's. Amen. New thing. Great thing. Great explosion going to take place in the lives of God's people. God bless you all.
Hello? Am I on? Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming tonight. I got a young man I wanted to introduce you to. We call him Ike Knight. Oh yeah, I'm a music major.
Tears rolling down your face, with your heart feeling like it's gonna break. When your earth feels like it's about to shake, when you're taking all that you can take.
Praise him, y'all. God bless you all. Have a wonderful Sunday.